Tonight's Saturday night. Time to mousse your hair, put on that special top, and hit the town. But where to go? Well, as many of you know, the Zagat Guide wants to help. The maroon-colored books with restaurant ratings have proliferated faster than boutique hotel bars, and the Zagats are expanding their ratings empire to include everything from hotels to movies and now music. We'll hear from Nina and Tim Zagat in a moment. But first, we wonder, is the Zagat rating method based on consumer surveys accurate? We posed that question to restaurant owner Gus DeMillo when we were in his place, DC Coast, earlier this week.
I think what you do is you have a better cross-section of people through the Zagat rating, because you have a lot of people with a lot of different requirements, a lot of different desires and wants and dislikes and everything else. And so that kind of feeds into this whole rating. And I think they come up with a very fair rating. I do.
Well, our business has always been based on the shared experiences of thousands of people in subjects that they're avid about. And we started with restaurants, but we always had in mind covering leisure activities.
That's Nina Zagat. She and her husband Tim published their original New York City restaurant guide in 1979. Tim Zagat doesn't worry that their guides might reflect the lowest common denominator of taste. He argues their method of polling ordinary people instead of sophisticated critics actually produces a more accurate rating.
We actually target people that are very, very familiar with the subject matter. For example, Travel Guide, we have the cooperation of the American Society of Travel Agents, and the average surveyor is a frequent traveler who spends upwards of one night out of 10 in a hotel.
You say you target people. Do you ask on your survey whether they are a member of a gourmet society or whether they're a frequent traveler? How do you know that you're getting these people?
Well, when you go to ASTA and you say, give us the email addresses of all the travel agents in the United States that are members of ASTA, you know who you're sending it to. If you contact the gourmet societies and say, would your members enjoy participating? And they invariably say yes. And so you are able to identify beforehand people who are extremely interested in the subject. Secondly, these surveys are so extensive and long, only somebody who was really interested in the subject and cared a lot would bother to fill it out.
Let's move to one other area, and that's golf courses. I have a question here about your survey methodology. I am from North Dakota originally, and I noticed that in your golf course survey, you have two golf courses. I've heard the very, very good golf courses, Hawktree in Bismarck, North Dakota, and Lynx of North Dakota. I'm wondering if the folks in that small town near the Lynx of North Dakota might have just gotten together and got on the internet and decided to push their golf course. Is that possible? Is it a problem?
It could be a problem, but we have a variety of ways of preventing that from happening, and unfortunately, if I told you what they were, I'd have to kill you.
Please don't.
What I mean is that we don't want to say publicly what all the protections are, but there are a number of fairly obvious things we do to prevent that from happening.
Let me ask you, let's talk a little bit about your most recent addition to your guides, 1,000 Top Albums of All Time. We were out actually eating in one of the restaurants that you rate this week, and we interviewed people about your forays into other things away from restauranteering. And when we were there, we heard this from a couple of young women.
Right. For music, no. It's my own personal taste. For music, I don't look at a review for music. I listen to it. It's just my own ears.
How would you answer them?
I think there's a point in what somebody like that says, but what we're trying to do is say, look, here are 10,500 people who are current music buyers who are very active. They have 550 CDs on average. Here are the lists that they provided. But all this is doing is making it easier for her. If she wants to listen to the best hip-hop, there's a list. All the different, you know, jazz, all the different things, all it is in a way is a reminder for her of what are the most popular things in the areas that she might possibly want to test herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would essentially say the same thing, that of course you want to listen to it, but you can't listen to everything. And this gives you a bit of a roadmap to get started.
Let me give you the opportunity to defend one thing on your list here. You have top 50 songwriting, and Bob Dylan gets a perfect 30 for his album Blood on the Tracks, followed by a 29 for Mozart and Don Giovanni. I think you might get some arguments there.
It's really what we're reflecting is this is the current record-buying audience. And I think that comparison between Mozart and Dylan is, frankly, pretty funny. But it's delightful to know that young people actually these days are think that Mozart is in there with Dylan.
Tim and Nina Zagat speaking to us from our New York City Bureau. Whether the Zagats succeed in rating everything in our universe is yet to be determined. The only certainty may be that people will continue to mispronounce their name. For the record, it's not Zagat, it's Zagat.